Okay, so I'm Dr. Dominic Moran from Greenpeace International. I live and work actually with Greenpeace in Israel. So I'm working through the sub office of Greenpeace in Israel. And at the moment, we're just in the very early stages of starting an anti-nuclear movement in Israel itself. We're looking to do a couple of actions later this year, which I can't really talk about, sadly. But we're hoping to develop an interest, particularly in safety and security issues surrounding reactors and this sort of jazz. And we're starting to have more and more interest in Israel at the moment in this issue, which is surprising and pleasing, I have to say. And there are even indications that there is starting to be a discourse developing within the Israeli military concerning the strategic import of maintaining nuclear weapons. So once again, it's a time when of new beginnings actually in Israel for the anti-nuclear movement and for developing relations with other peace movements as well. The peace movement in Israel has never traditionally been as interested in this issue, but we're hoping to develop that as we go. And we had a non-violence action day last year, and we had a number of organizations, around 20 I think, participate in something that was purely an anti-nuclear activity and was very, very pleasing.
Why don't you think the peace movement in Israel has been interested in talking about this issue in the past?
Primarily because it's been associated with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and despite the fact that, of course, the Dimona reactor is, well, not the Dimona textile factory, excuse me, according to foreign sources, a reactor is an issue of concern for all of the region. And it's not actually directly associated with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And that's something that's been an obsessive focus, really, of most Israeli peace movements, although some are interested in the Syrian issue as well.
Are you going to have to address issues of sort of like the International Court of Justice ruled about the legality of nuclear weapons, and they said they're illegal except when the life of the state is at stake. How you're going to find this
Yeah, what we do in Israel, what we do in Israel is we don't directly relate to the weapons as such, if indeed they exist, which I cannot confirm or deny, of course. What we're doing is looking at safety and security of nuclear facilities in particular, and that we find that is the best way to deal with these sort of issues, starting off anyway.
Thank you.
No problem.